This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on this Thursday, February the 22nd, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. And I brought in some props today. I have a package of salmon. I have some vegetarian bouillon. I've got some enriched pasta, supposedly with omega-3s and protein in it, and some dark chocolate. So why did I bring in these props? Well, I'm going to find out if I made some good, healthy choices when I pick these items off the supermarket shelf and get some help in understanding what the labels on these products really mean. For example, I'm not sure if the amount of sodium in one of these products in particular is over the top, or if I could have made a better choice in terms of the fat content in some of these products. We'll get some help, all of us, in separating fact from fiction when it comes to food labels and making healthy choices at the supermarket with our guest, our author this hour. We'll be welcoming her in just a few minutes. But first, Wisconsin Public Radio's Assistant Director of Talk Programming, Cheryl Gasser, joins us with an important message about our Winter Pledge Drive. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. So glad to be here on this first day of our Winter Pledge Drive. We have a goal this hour to reach $4,000 by 8 o'clock. And we know you pledge for the programming, but we also want to encourage you to pledge. If you pledge at the $100 a year or more level, we will give you our guest's book, Eating Between the Lines, the Supermarket Shopper's Guide to the Truth Behind Food Labels. And, you know, if you want to pledge at the $120 a year or more level, we'll give you the book and the member benefit card, which entitles you to two-for-one entrees at restaurants all around Wisconsin, as well as two-for-one admission to many cultural events. But the important thing is to call and make the pledge. Any level, any amount is welcome and valued. 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge online. It's quick and easy, and you can also see the book on the web at WPR.org.
Yeah, this is a nice book. And if you care about your health, if you want to make sure you're doing the right thing in terms of purchasing the right products for your family, our guest will tell us this hour, and you can read more about it in her book, The Facts and Fiction on Food Labels. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Call in your pledge of any amount. Any amount will make you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll help support the programming that you enjoy, that you value. And a pledge of $100, if you want it, gets you the book, Eating Between the Lines, and a pledge of $120 or more a year will get you both the book and the member benefit card. So lots to choose between here, but I hope you choose to make the pledge. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And Joy, I'll admit it, I'm a label reader. I care about my health. But the labels are so confusing. I think I'm pretty well educated about nutrition, but you know, there's still a lot that I don't know. And looking through the book, you know, some of the things that she mentions, the words hormone free on eggs or pork, I look for that. And she says it may not mean a thing. It's meaningless. And that low-fat cookies could still have dangerous trans fats in them. So it really will educate you when you go to the supermarket, when you go to shop, when you choose the foods for your family and yourself. It will help to educate you. And that's one of the things that public radio does day in, day out. Every hour you learn something on Wisconsin Public Radio. Think of everything you've learned on Joy's show over the weeks and years that you've been listening. That's worth a pledge of support. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Your support, listener support, is important, is vital to Wisconsin Public Radio's financial health. We count on listener support to pay the bills for the programs that you listen to. Programs like this, Eating Between the Lines, important to your health. So 1-800-383-9772. You decide how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, knowing that it pays for a service that helps you feed your family, that helps you understand politics, that helps our society be a better society. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Wisconsin Public Radio feeds your mind. We feed you with ideas from politics to education to health. You know, we cover it all, and we know that that's worth something to you. If you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you so very much. But if not, now is a wonderful time to join. And remember, this this hour only for a pledge of $100 or more. Our guest's book, Eating Between the Lines, it will help you in the supermarket, help you figure out which oil to buy. It really does make a difference, she says. And in terms of if you like to bake, which flours you use, everything from soda to bottled water, it's covered in this book. 1-800-383-9772. The book yours, coming your way for a pledge of $100 or more for the year. You can break it down monthly. You can pay all at once on the phone with a credit card. We can send you a bill. There's so many options, and the volunteer can walk you through those. It takes just a couple minutes.
We have raised $180 so far this hour toward a, and I'm upping this, Cheryl, a $5,000 goal this hour that will make up for our shortfall in the last hour. We did not make the goal in the last hour, but we can, with your help, make the $5,000 goal in this hour, and you can pick up lots of great thank you gifts at the same time that you're supporting this service. Eating Between the Lines is the book by our guest, Kimberly Lord Stewart, and it is yours for a $100 pledge or more. I'm suggesting, hey, $120 a year or more. You can have both the member benefit card that gets you the free entrees at all of the participating restaurants and the cultural events, the two-for-ones, and you'll get the book at the same time. So $120 a year or more, $10 a month or more, and you get both the book, Eating Between the Lines, and the member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And certainly the book coming your way for a pledge of $100 or more, $120 for the member benefit card, which is two-for-one entrees around Wisconsin, and the book, Eating Between the Lines. Maybe you want the book for yourself and you want it for a friend or family member as well. You can certainly pledge at the $240 level, get a couple books, a member benefit card, 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. Our goal this hour, $5,000. We do have a couple $100 almost on the screen, but we need a long way to go. And we're going to be talking with our guest in just a few minutes. I know you're going to want to listen to the program to listen to what Kimberly Lord Stewart has to say about shopping and shopping wisely at the supermarket and elsewhere. And we know you want to listen to the program, so get that pledge in now. Call in now. It takes just 2 or 3 minutes. 1-800-383-9772 or online, safe, secure, and very quick, WPR.org.
Yeah, you can find out the difference between farm-raised and wild. Sometimes you'll see that particular label. Is it worth it to pay more for a pesticide-free vegetable? We'll find out more about that. Does it really mean anything if natural is on a label or low-fat is on a label? Find out the supermarket aisle that you should avoid.
Stay tuned.
1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Phone in or web in your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, because you understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio. We are non-commercial radio because we have support from listeners like you. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. WPR.org. Remember, a pledge of $10 a month or more will get you not only the book that we're offering this hour, because this is the hour that we're talking about Eating Between the Lines, but you'll also get the member benefit card for some good, healthy, we hope, restaurant meals around the state of Wisconsin.
1-800-383-9772, online at WPR.org. Learn what those labels really mean. Learn what to look for when you shop. Make yourself healthier, and with a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio, you'll make us stronger as well. Become a listener supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio, of the Joy Cardine program here on the Ideas Network. Call in now, 800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org.
All right, Cheryl, pretty good start. $540 toward that $5,000 goal. And we will talk to you a little bit later in the hour. Thanks very much. And now, dear listener, why don't you run to the kitchen cupboard and grab out a product and look at the label and call in if you have a question about what it means. We will talk with the author of Eating Between the Lines after this check of the weather. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Very happy to have you with us on this February the 22nd, a Thursday morning. It's 18 minutes now past 7 o'clock. And very happy to have with us our guest, the author of this book that we've been talking about, Eating Between the Lines, The Supermarket's Guide to the Truth Behind Food Labels. Kimberly Lord Stewart is a contributor to Natural Home Magazine. She is editor-in-chief of Dining Out Magazine. She's the recipient of two Association of Food Journalists Awards for food news reporting and, as I mentioned, author of Eating Between the Lines. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Very interesting stuff here. The truth behind food labels, are there lies on our food labels?
Let's say there are deceptions on your food labels.
All right. Like what?
You mentioned hormone-free a little while ago. That's probably one of the labels in the poultry section that gets my attention the most. Hormones haven't been allowed in the poultry industry since 1959.
Ah, so there's no need to put a label like that on there. Everything is hormone-free.
Exactly. And this came about for me. I was actually writing the book, and there was a knock on my door from a salesman, and he was trying to get me to buy milk and eggs from his company. We in Colorado, where I live, our milk is delivered to our front door once a week. And just as I was ready to shut the door on him, he said, "We have hormone-free eggs." And I said, "Could you say that again?" And he said, "We have hormone-free eggs." And I said, "You know, they all do." So it's a common sales tool that companies use to make their products appear to have additional values that really aren't there.
What about for meats, though? Is that, I'll admit I actually don't buy meat, but I remember my mother growing up was concerned about the antibiotics or the hormones that were maybe in beef.
In beef. Hormones are used in the beef industry to promote growth, and if you're looking for meat without those added hormones, then you need to look for brands that are, for lack of a better term, beyond natural. These are companies that don't use growth-promoting hormones in their livestock production, or you need to look for organic certification. The challenge for consumers is that there are two definitions of natural. The companies that choose not to use these conventional farming methods call their meat natural, but then USDA calls the term natural to mean no additives or preservatives. So you may see two products sitting side by side in the grocery store with that same term natural, but they mean two very different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about seafood, too. I had mentioned to listeners that I brought in some props today. I brought in a package, and I mean a package, not a can, a package of chicken of the sea, premium, skinless, and boneless pink salmon, a natural source of omega-3, improved texture, and hand filleted. And this says the best salmon. What can you tell me about what I should think about when I'm buying something like salmon?
Okay, so this is a canned salmon?
No, it's not. It's a package. It's one of those packages, like they now put it in a foil package.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. And does it say Alaskan on it? What does it say?
It does not say Alaskan on it. It says that there's no draining and no waste. It just says that it's premium, skinless, and boneless pink salmon. But that is what you do like to look for, whether something is Alaskan salmon versus farmed salmon versus something else.
Well, all canned salmon is Alaskan salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there, if you're buying something, if you're buying canned or packaged salmon in the inner aisles of the grocery store, it's always going to be wild and it's always going to be from Alaska. So there are no problems there.
Mm-hmm.
When you go over to the seafood case, it's a little different story. So Atlantic salmon and farmed salmon are the same thing. Often consumers don't know that. They think Atlantic salmon is wild, but Atlantic salmon is farmed. And if the salmon is wild, it should say so. You should see a label on that. That's a relatively new change in our labeling laws. And wild salmon is seasonal. So you're only going to see it fresh during the summer months. And beyond that, you will find it frozen or thawed, they'll thaw it out for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because it does not say anything about where the, you know, anything along those lines on this particular package. So, but you're saying that if it is especially a canned salmon, that is Alaskan.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What about dairy? We have if I want to avoid some kind of dairy maybe that has bovine growth hormone in it, what should I do?
There are quite a few companies that are labeling their milk as bovine growth hormone free. And it's been a contentious issue because some of the companies that manufacture this bovine growth hormone have done research. They would like the consumer to know that bovine growth hormones are not harmful to humans, yet there's a large group of consumers who say, I don't really care. I'd rather that this not be in my milk. So there have been some lawsuits that have gone back and forth about labeling. And at this point, it's okay for dairy farmers to label their milk as bovine growth hormone as long as there's a disclaimer at the bottom saying that there is no significant difference between bovine growth hormone produced milk and non-bovine growth hormone produced milk.
It says here that you can tell us the one specific word that gets misused and abused most frequently on food labels. What is that?
My list is growing. As I go through, as I talk about the book, there are quite a few words out there that consumers are concerned about. I would say this trans fat free label right now is one of them that comes up quite often from the people, from my readers.
Why is that? I mean, so they're by putting trans fat free on a label, we want to know that, don't we?
We do want to know that. However, there's a loophole within FDA law that allows manufacturers to put this label on their product if there are trans fats in the product. So if a manufacturer chooses to have 0.5 grams or less trans fats on their product, they are still allowed to tell the consumer that it's trans fat free. So if you were to consume maybe more than one single serving, or if you ate a series of different products that were so-called trans fat-free during the day, you might well exceed what FDA considers to be a healthy level of intake for trans fats.
For the most part, trans fats are in processed foods. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
Bakery goods?
Bakery goods, cereals. You're going to find them just about any aisle of the supermarket, to be quite honest. They're used, for instance, let's look at some cereals as an example. There are quite a few cereals in the store that say trans fat free and also say heart healthy. And they follow this 0.5 gram rule. So despite the fact that you may see the cereal that says healthy for your heart, it may contain heart-damaging trans fats.
Yeah, and didn't some study come out recently that said no level of trans fats are good for you or safe?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at my package of thin spaghetti that I just grabbed out of the cupboard this morning. It says zero trans fats on this.
Okay.
So I can believe that? I mean,
well,
it doesn't...
Turn it over and read the ingredient panel.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Sure.
Pasta isn't known for having trans fat.
Right, right. It says total fat 1 gram, 2%. There is no saturated fat and no trans fats.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it even have 1 gram of fat in it?
Wheat actually contains some, all grains contain some natural fats in them.
Yeah, it says zero cholesterol, 25 milligrams of sodium. That seems pretty good.
That's pretty low. That's very low, in fact. Sodium labels are very confusing. The term healthy, okay, when we see the term healthy on a product, we think, oh, that's probably a good choice. That term alone allows for 480 milligrams of sodium per serving in a processed food product.
Yeah, and that sounds like a lot.
And if you were to eat, say, a canned soup, a sandwich, and maybe a salad dressing that all said healthy on them, you would easily exceed your sodium intake for the day in just that one meal. A better label to look for if you're concerned about sodium levels is low sodium, and that's 180 milligrams of sodium per serving.
I want to get your reaction to the amount of sodium in my Knorr vegetarian vegetable bouillon cubes. 830 milligrams.
Per cube,
which is
probably
makes one cup of
one
broth.
That's a lot.
That doesn't say healthy on here, but I sometimes throw this, if I'm making a soup, we'll throw this in there for the seasoning, and that's a lot of sodium.
It is a lot of sodium.
Yeah.
I would break that in half at least and throw it in just for seasoning.
Yeah, well, I'm learning a lot here. There's the things that you're buying that you think are healthy, but not so much. What's the aisle in the supermarket that we should avoid, we should automatically skip? It says here that if you're trying to shop healthy for your family, are there aisles that you should automatically skip?
There are aisles. There are aisles that you should consider spending very limited amounts of time in.
Okay.
That way. Okay. Once you've decided what's important to you as a shopper, and once you've learned to read these labels and really sort of outsmart the marketers, I guarantee you'll be able to ignore at least 75% of what's in the grocery store.
Really?
And a lot of the brands that you're going to be looking for are going to be on the bottom shelves, not at eye level. They're going to be separated a bit. And once you find them, I think you can just turn away to all those buzzers and whistles and all those labels out there that are trying to get your attention, and just focus on the companies that are indeed producing healthy foods.
Let me hold you there for a moment. We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Kimberly Lord Stewart, author of Eating Between the Lines, The Supermarket Shopper's Guide to the Truth Behind Food Labels. This book is yours for a pledge of $100 right now to Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 7:36 on this Thursday morning, February the 22nd. I'm Joy Cardine, happy to have you with us as we talk about food labels and making healthy choices and understanding food labels. Let me thank all of you who have called in so far this hour to pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio. We're about halfway toward that $5,000 goal. You can become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and help support the programming that you're listening to right now by calling 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web at WPR.org, WPR.org. Remember that a pledge of $10 a month or more, $120 a year pledge or more, will get you two great thank you gifts this hour. You will get a copy of our guest's book, Eating Between the Lines, The Supermarket Shopper's Guide to the Truth Behind Food Labels, with lots of great information telling us what it means if something's really free range, whether it's organic, hormone-free? Is it really heart healthy? Lots of answers to your questions about food labels in this book. So you'll get this book and the member benefit card, which entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at more than 240 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin for a pledge of $120 a year or more. Plus, you'll be supporting listener-supported radio, Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or on the web, WPR.org. Thank you so much. If you have already made your pledge, we hope you will consider making one right now. Let me welcome back our guest, and let me remind you that you can call in and ask her a question during the rest of our time with her at 1-800-642-1234. That's the call-in number to ask a question, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Kimberly Lord Stewart is a contributor to Natural Home Magazine, is the editor-in-chief of Dining Out Magazine, and she is the author of Eating Between the Lines. Kimberly Lord Stewart, I was surprised to read here that free-range chickens, chickens that are labeled free-range, may not be a good thing?
The definition of free-range, the formal definition of free-range is probably a little different than what we envision. Many of us no longer have any relationship to the farm. I think years ago, perhaps we might have had an uncle or a grandparent who was a farmer, and today that's no longer the case. So let me explain to you what free range means, mm-hmm. according to USDA, and then you can tell me if you think that meets your image of free range. According to USDA, free range, let's use chickens as an example, free range chickens have access to the out of doors. That doesn't mean they necessarily go out of doors. It just means they have access, and here's why.
Mm.
In the broiler industry, and this is not very good breakfast conversation, but in the broiler industry, chickens live for 8 weeks. Of those 8 weeks, five of those weeks, they're too young to go outside, which leaves 3 weeks to be free range. By the time they're into that three-week period, they've gotten used to being indoors quite a bit. They like hanging out where the food and the water and their friends are. So there's a three-week period where they might be free range.
Yeah, so they're not running around having a good old time.
Exactly. They're not running around with grandma and being fed corn and running around on a pasture. If that's important to you as a consumer, then there are labels to look for where the access to pasture is more abundant. And there's a series of labels in the book that will tell you how to look for those particular products.
Yeah. What if I'm concerned about pesticides in my produce?
Mm-hmm.
What should I look for?
I think the interest in organics is growing significantly. And that's the first place we walk into the grocery store. It's an image of abundance and bounty. Should you buy everything organically? It depends on your budget. And a lot of people are entering this new marketplace thinking, you know, I don't really have the money to buy everything organically. So where should I start? And the Environmental Working Group has a great list of foods that have the highest pesticide residues. And they categorize these for the consumer. So, for instance, the fruits with the most pesticide residues, we'll go with the top three, apples, cherries, and imported grapes.
Those have the most.
So if you're considering purchasing organic foods, that might be something you would want to start with
mm-hmm.
in the store. Vegetables include celery, potatoes, spinach, and bell peppers. And then the foods with the least residues, fruits are kiwis, mangoes, bananas, papayas, and pineapple. And vegetables with the least residues are asparagus, avocado, onions, broccoli, cauliflower, peas, and corn.
Let's let listeners pledge and get the book to get the rest of the info
okay.
on that. Let's go to the phones. Pam in Gladstone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a question regarding MSG. I was recently diagnosed at a wonderful allergy clinic right in Wisconsin of having a chemical sensitivity to citric acid in MSG. And now that I'm aware of that and I'm reading every single label, I see that it's in virtually everything I may possibly buy that doesn't come right off a plant.
Wow.
And the thing that I've learned about MSG is it may say no MSG on the label, and then there's something that says hydrolyzed corn or hydrolyzed wheat or protein. And they have ways of hiding things that are glutamate, which is the glutamate part of MSG. And so I can't have anything with any of that in it. And I was wondering if your book speaks to that and if you have any thoughts on it.
The book does not speak to MSG. There are some really great books out about food allergies,
mm-hmm.
and they're books in themselves. So I did not include any information in the book regarding MSG or, say, gluten-free. I think perhaps the next go-around I will include it because it's a common concern for many consumers.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Pam, for the call. Let me get Betty in Green Bay on next. Hi, Betty.
Good morning. I'm curious about the labeling on fish like cod and haddock. They're products of China. Can you tell me anything about that? Are the fish caught in China? Are they packaged in China or what?
All of the above.
Ah.
About 70% of our seafood is imported from China.
You know, and I was looking a little closer on my salmon package, and it does say on here, product of Thailand.
Product of Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway, so the made in China is that's where the fish is either caught or manufactured.
We import 70% of our fish from Asia, and the trade imbalance is huge for U.S. For seafood imports, and it's one of the reasons the seafood industry is considering bumping up its fish farming in the United States to balance that that import a little bit more.
Yeah, do you have anything to say about the debate of whether or not, I don't know, it's so confusing. You know, PCBs in our fish or mercury in our fish or fish that are farmed also have contaminants in them.
There are some farmed fish that are very safe to eat. Mm-hmm. Looking at tilapia, catfish, those areas of the fish farming industry have made huge strides. And more recently, NOAA's been involved in helping to develop fish farming methods that are safe for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the experimental phase. They're sort of a modern-day Johnny Quest fish farming. And I'm encouraged by the research that I'm seeing. My biggest disappointment is that the fish farming industry should have started here in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And they started in a place where they probably didn't look at some of the other farming methods, poultry farming, cattle farming. They could have looked to those industries for some guidance as far as confinement and pollutants. They are beginning to clean up their act. I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing, and I just wish they had started there in the first place.
One more quick one from Susan in Krakow. Hi, Susan.
Okay, my concern is over soy. Almost every product that's out there, it's soy is in it, and a lot of people are allergic to it. And it's hard to find anything that doesn't have it in, and I will take my comment off the air. Bye.
Do you have anything about soy in the book, very briefly?
I have a little bit about soy. I talk about probably the healthy levels of soy that one mm-hmm. should eat. It's become sort of a superfood, and I think it can be overdone. I have relatives who are allergic to soy as well, and that really gets into that whole allergy issue that really isn't covered in the book.
Well, lots of interest in this topic, Kimberly Lord Stewart, and I didn't get to ask you about my dark chocolate bar, but that's okay. I'm going to eat it anyway, all right?
That's wise.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Kimberly Lord Stewart is the author of Eating Between the Lines, The Supermarket Shopper's Guide to the Truth Behind Food Labels. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, coming up after 8, we're going to talk with a guest who will talk about materialism and our children and how we can raise our children to not want to buy the latest fashion or gadget on TV. So we'll talk about navigating childhood in a materialistic world coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, Wisconsin Public Radio's Assistant Director of Talk Programming, Cheryl Gasser, joins me to celebrate the fact that a lot of people are supporting Wisconsin Public Radio this hour and I hope picking up a copy of the book, Eating Between the Lines. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Joy. So glad to be back with you. That's right. For a pledge this hour and this hour only, just about 10 minutes left, you will get a copy of our guest book, Eating Between the Lines, for a pledge of $100 a year or more. And if I might suggest, the $120 or more a year level, break it down to $10 a month. You will get the book, Eating Between the Lines, as well as our member benefit card. That card entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants all around the state of Wisconsin. So read the book, learn how to eat smarter, and then go out to eat at those heart-healthy restaurants. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org.
I learned a lot this hour, and that's why I love Wisconsin Public Radio. I know that's why you love Wisconsin Public Radio, too, because you can hear from really interesting guests, people who are really smart about different topics, who can help us learn something new every day. And I did indeed learn a lot of new things from Kimberly Lord Stewart, who is the author of Eating Between the Lines. I didn't realize that a free-range chicken isn't necessarily, a happy-go-lucky chicken running around a farm. It doesn't have you learn in this book what that means, what organic means, what pesticide-free means, what about trans fats. And just because some product says no trans fats, does that mean it's really healthy? Well, not really, according to Kimberly Lord Stewart. So find out more. Help clear up the confusion over food labels by picking up a copy of Eating Between between the lines. Yours for a pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org.
And thank you so very much. If you have become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour, we've seen, Joy, 10 new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. Hopefully they picked up that book, Eating Between the Lines, for a pledge of $100 or more a year. If you are already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you so much for your support. If not, if you're on the fence, if you've been listening for a long time and just never thought we were talking to you, well, we are. We're asking for your pledge of support. We couldn't do what we do here day in, day out, hour after hour without the listener support that we receive. So please, if you're not already, become a listener supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
More than just over $3,000 raised toward that $5,000 goal this hour. The hourly goals, again, are important to reach to stay on track during these pledge drives to raise the amount of money that we need to raise from listeners to pay the bills, to pay for this program and all of the programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. So I hope we can count on you toward helping us reach that goal and for supporting a service that you value. Thanks to Marion in Eau Claire, who called in a pledge this morning. She says, loyal supporters for many, many years and really enjoys this program. Well, thank you so very much for calling in your pledge this morning. And Arden Beaver Dam says, keep up the great work, Joy, and all of your producers. Well, thank you very much, Art. You keep up the good work, too, by listening and contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. You call in your pledge of any amount, your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio of any amount. Remember that the $120 a year pledge, which is about the average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, entitles you to the member benefit card and this book, This Hour, Eating Between the Lines, which really gives you a lot of great information on how to make some healthy choices at the supermarket and to figure out what exactly those food labels are really telling you.
1-800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org. We also want to mention, if you're going to be around Madison, around Wisconsin on the 30th of June this year, we have a special cruise of ideas. This is a cruise on Lake Monona in Madison. Joy Cardine will be there, Larry Mueller, Gene Faraca, I'll be there as well. Cruise around the lake for a couple hours. There's food, there's drink, there's some Wisconsin Public Radio trivia. And afterwards, we have desserts at Larry's house. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call, the number to pledge is $1,200 a year or more. You'll get a pair of tickets for that cruise of ideas on the 30th of June. You can also pick up those tickets on the web at WPR.org.
Yeah, we did this last year. It was a lot of fun. We sold out the boat and had tons of fun cruising around and eating and drinking and noshing and visiting and talking and playing some games. We had a quiz. We'll have some sort of quiz this year as well. It's our way to thank you for a very generous donation to Wisconsin Public Radio. $100 a month. That works out to a $1,200 pledge, two tickets to go on this special cruise of ideas. Any pledge, though, welcome. Any pledge of any amount. The $120 pledge gets you the member benefit card and the book. And again, the book is good this hour. That's our thank you gift this hour only. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Just 5 minutes or so to go, Cheryl, in this hour and still working toward that $5,000 goal.
Thank you so much for your support. Now, how about saying thank you to Joy for the terrific job that she does each morning, talking with great guests about a wide variety of issues and giving you the chance to call in and voice your own opinion. You can thank Joy with a pledge of support during this hour to Wisconsin Public Radio. Pick up the book, Eating Between the Lines, and the member benefit card for a pledge of $10 or more per month. The number to call, 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org.
Yeah, this book, we didn't get to it in the discussion, but you can find out about the fair trade effort and whether or not that's a good thing. If it says fair trade on a food product like coffee, you can find out more about extra virgin olive oil and olive oils. The shelves are full of different kinds of olive oils, and which one is the best? Which one tastes the best? She has a lot of information in the book about that. Eating Between the Lines, the truth behind food labels. Yours for a pledge of $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio, or why don't you go for the $10 a month level? Get the member benefit card and the book. 1-800-383-9772. But please do make a pledge of any amount to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and to support this service. 1-800-383-9772 or on the web, WPR.org.
And no matter how you pledge, whether it's on the phone or on the web, it takes just a couple minutes. We know this is a busy time of day, but it really is quick and easy. It's safe and secure online, over the phone. We talk frequently about health topics in the morning show, Joy. We've covered recently women in heart health, vitamins and dietary supplements. We've talked about organic foods, the food pyramid. You know, you cover it all, a wide variety, just talking about health, but you also cover politics and education. The variety is infinite. And we know that's a value. We know you're not going to hear that kind of quality programming with wonderful guests and hosts like Joy anywhere else but here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Please help us stay strong and stay healthy. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Well, that's right. We know that health is important to you. Our health is important to all of us. And I'll bet if you're listening right now, it's important to you. The health, the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio is important to you. And that's why we come to you during these pledge drives a few times a year, is to ask for your financial support, because this is listener-supported radio. You are the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget to pay for the programming that you listen to. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Cheryl, we were going gangbusters all hour long. Now only a couple of minutes left in the program, and not quite at $4,000, which is not at the $5,000 goal. So your call can help us reach that $5,000 goal this hour, help keep us on track, and pick up a couple of great thank you gifts at the same time. 1-800-383-9772.
Because you care about your own health and the health of Wisconsin Public Radio, a pledge at $120 a year or more, $10 a month, the book Eating Between the Lines and the member benefit card coming your way, 2-for-1 entrees around the state of Wisconsin. Please help us go strong. We can make that goal, but it's going to take a flurry of calls. Volunteers are standing by waiting to talk to you. It's quick and it's easy. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org.
Yeah, less than a minute for us to be asking you to make that call, but you can continue to call through the news. If we just prompted you right now, you want this book, Eating Between the Lines, you want the member benefit card to get those 2-for-1 entrees, you want to support a service that means something to you. You want to help pay for the wide variety of guests and topics that you hear discussed each and every morning here on the Ideas Network. You are like Jane and Robert in Richland Center, who say, I love the wide variety of programming. I listen all the time, especially in the morning, in the car. Thank you, Jane and Robert, for your support. Thank you for listening. How about you? 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Thanks, Cheryl. We'll talk to you later.